Ba'ezes Hashem Yisbo'ach, we begin Perek Shlishi, the third and final Perek in the Halachas of Tzitzis, in the Sefer Av of the Book of Love, which in this Perek we discuss regarding the obligation in that of Tzitzis. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding the garment first that is obligated in the mitzvah of Tzitzis. K'sus shechayiv odom lasis ba tzitzis min haTorah. The garment that biblically one is obligated to put tzitzis, these strings, on that garment, k'sus shesh l'arba k'nafayim, is a garment that has four corners to it. O yosal arba, or more than four corners. And what's its measurement? What's the size? So that you could cover with it the head and the majority of the child that would be able to go alone by himself in the street. And you don't have someone to protect him and to go with him. That aged child that the garment will cover his head and the majority of his body, that's the size of the tzitzis. And matiyaksus shal tzemer or shal pishn levad. Biblically, the garment is only if it's made out of wool or of linen. Halacha beis. Avotalus shal shar minin. But talisim, cloaks, garments of other types of material. For example, bigdei meshi. Garments made out of silk. Bigdei tzemer gefen. Garments made out of cotton. Bigdei tzemer gamalim. Or made out of camel's wool. Or tzemer novim. Or rabbit's wool. Or neitzot shalizim. Or goat's hair. Okay, it's more similar types of things. It's not biblically, but rather rabbinically obligated in mitzvah tzitzis. Kedei are mitzvah tzitzis that one should be careful in the mitzvah tzitzis. But who, as long as shiti murbas, that it has to be a four-cornered, or yisal arba, or more than four, b'yishiura k'shir shaman, and that its measurement is like the measurement we said before. Shekala b'gadma mur matur estam, because all garments that I mentioned in the Torah are unspecific, in the elatemim pishn levad, is only made out of wool and linen, and here since it says, al kam v'vigdehem, it refers to biblically only by wool and linen. Halacha gimel. Al arba kamves kesuscha, when it says on the four corners of your garment, balas arba, that tells us, the pasuk is telling us that it has to be only four corners, v'le balas shalash, not if it's three corners. Now, Imkin, if that's the case, balas arba v'le balas chamesh, why don't you say a four-corner and not a five-corner garment? No, Tamalim, it says in the pasuk, asher techasaba, that you should cover yourself with it, which is a ribui, it's an inclusionary terminology, anything that you could cover with, e afil balas chamesh, even the five-corner garment, or even more than that. But then the question is, v'lamani michai balas chamesh, why am I obligated when it's a five-corner garment, which is not four? But we're exempting that of three because it's also not four. Shtim in bali arba abakamvas, they're both not four corners. No, the difference is in five there's four, whereas three doesn't have four. Lefikir, therefore, since one is obligated when it's a five corner garment because you can fulfill al arba kamvas kesuscha, but when kshu eisa tzitzis labalas chamesh oishesh, when you're making tzitzis for a five or six corner garment in eisa el arba kamvas, you only make it for the four corners hamerchak izumazu, which are the furthest away from each other. Ma'isna chamesh oishesh b'vad, from those five or six, but only on those four corners. Kashnem says in the passage in the bottom al arba kamvas kesuscha, on the four corners of your garment, not the five or the six. So although it's a five cornered garment that you'll be obligated in, but you only put the tzitzis on four of the corners. Halacha dalt, kesus shel beged. If the garment's made out of material, a fabric, but a kunefel shel or, but it's the corners are actually made out of leather, so chayevis, the garment will still be obligated because of the garments made out of fabric. Whereas he shel or, if let's say the garment's made out of leather, kunefel shel beged, the corners of the garment, which is where they put the tzitzis on, is made out of an appropriate material, still patur, you're going to be exempt because the garment is she'in holchin el acher ikar kesus. You only go after the primary garment itself, which a garment of leather is not considered a beged, because the pasuk actually says mina beged and mina or in the different pasuk. So you see that or leather is not beged. And by tzitzis, where it says asher techasaba, a person only covers himself with the primary garment. So it would go based on the primary thing, not the corners. So if the primary is the obligated, even though the corner is not like leather, it would still be chayv, and the other way would also be true. Ksus shal shnei shutafin. If you have a garment of only two partners, chayevis, it's obligated in tzitzis, like it says in the pasuk, al kanfei vigdeim, on the corners of their garments, which is plural. Because lo yinemer kesuscha, although we brought the pasuk just before that says in the singular your garment, that's not coming to exclude that of partners. That's coming yours ilamay shu'ul. It's coming to exclude, but if it's not yours, if it's borrowed, kashatala shu'ula, because a borrowed cloak pekturim in tzitzis shleishim is exempt from tzitzis for a period of 30 days. Become ve'el chayevis, but from that point onward, then the person's obligated. That's rabbinically because it looks like it's his. Halacha hey, from what do you make the tzitzis strings from? So ketzusel shel tzemer. If you have a garment made out of wool, leisen love and shalom, you make the white strings of it chutei tzemer, also of woolen strings. Ukshushal pishtin, that the garment's made out of linen. Love inshallah, you make the white strings, chute pishtin, that out of linen strings, which is mimina from the same type as the fabric of the garment. Usharbukadam, other garments, Aysen love inshallah, call min min, mimina, you make every type of fabric, whatever you're making it out of, you make the tzitzit strings from the same species. For a silk garment, you make silk strings. If the garment's made out of wool, made out of the goat's hair, you make the strings out of the goat's hair. Now, Vimratzalas is love in the Cholashar, meaning now, if you want to make the white strings for any other type of material that you're making it from, if you want to make the strings not the same type, but rather mitem or pishnim from wool or linen, at least that you could do. Those are two exceptions. Nishatem and pishnim patron, because wool and linen will exempt whether from the same type or even not from the same type. Whereas a sharmin, other types of fabrics and materials, only exempt its type of garment, when it's not its same type, in patron will not exempt. Now, what's the halacha regarding making woolen strings, b'ksushal pishtun, the garments made out of linen, b'chute pishtun, or making linen strings, b'ksushal tzemer, in a woolen garment? Afapishu lavan lavadoi b'loy tcheles. Let's say you're just making the white strings without the blue strings, because the blue strings is explicit in the Torah that you're permitted to do, even though it's klayim. So the halacha is b'din shei mutter. Truth is, logic would dictate it would be permitted. Because shashatnes mutter lin tzitzis, the forbidden mixture of wool and linen is permitted in the Torah to do it for the purposes of tzitzis. Sharei tcheles tzemahu, and the proof of this is because the tcheles of the blue strings that you put on is made out of wool. Umatil nois lepishtun, and one of the garments says in the Torah, al kam v'vigdeim, and a beged biblically is whether tzemah or pishtun, so the garment could be pishtun and linen, and the tzitzis strings of tcheles are wool. So we already know inherently that kalayim shatnes is permitted by tzitzis. So nemo ein oisin kain, so why wouldn't you do the same thing regarding the white strings? Because the white strings could be made from the same type. And therefore, you can make the garment that's linen with the tzitzit strings that linen. It's only the blue that has to be wool. Now, b'chamakam shadam moitzah sebel oisah, say anytime you have a positive commandment and negative prohibition. In miyochalat l'kamish neim, if you can fulfill both of them, like here, you can fill the mitzvah of tzitzis, the mitzvah say, and not violate the loisah say of shatnes, because you don't have to use that of the other type, harimutav, that's better. Now, v'mlav, if you can't, like by the tcheles, you have to make it out of wool. And the garment that you have, that you're wearing, it's to fulfill the mitzvah, its linen, would be with doing the climb. Then yav yasevi, yitcheles loisah say, then the positive commandment of tzitzis would override the negative prohibition of shatnes. But konef shlekai b'shlem, like we said, here you can fill both of them, so therefore we don't let you do in the way of shatnes. Halacha zayin, k'sushal pishtan, a garment made out of linen, ein matilin ba tcheles. We actually don't allow you now to put on tcheles, which is made out of wool, which would be shatnes. All we do is we do the white strings, which we said are made out of linen also. Now, not because the mitzvah say of tzitzis is pushed away because the negative prohibition of shatnes doesn't allow you. No, that we say ase would be dechad oleisa se. But it's a rabbinic decree. What's the problem? Shemi is kasa babalayla. You might wear these tzitzis at night time. Shein is man chiv tzitzis, but not a time that you're obligated in tzitzis. It's only by the daytime. Now it comes that you violate a negative prohibition of shatnez, which you're allowed to and you're obligated, but you're going to be doing it be'esha in shemitzase at a time when there's no positive commandment at nighttime. Because shechayv is tzitzis b'yim b'leibalayla, because the obligation is by day and not by night. Like it says in the pasuk, uri isim oisa, you should see it, which is b'shastri at a time when you can see, which is during the daytime, not at nighttime. Now, Basuma, although he cannot see, a blind person is chayiv b'tzitzis, obligated tzitzis, because although he cannot see, achem reim oisai, others see it, so it still would be included in the isim oisai, and it would not exclude that of a blind person, but it would exclude nighttime, and therefore, rabbinically, to say, okay, you're never allowed to wear shatnes, because you might wear it at nighttime, violating negative prohibition without fulfilling the positive commandment. Loch HaChez continues regarding what's the timing of this mitzvah. So, mutu lo'odim lulbish tzitzis balayla, a person is allowed to wear tzitzis at nighttime. Again, now that we don't use shatnes, and that's bein b'chol, whether during the weekday, in other words, we're not violating Baal Tosef, adding on to mitzvah by wearing it when you're not obligated. Bein b'shabbos, whether on Shabbos, you're not considered as carrying the strings, which would seem to be unnecessary, but it's part of the garment. V'afet b'shein isman, even though that's not its time. But b'vach le'ivarch, as long as you don't make a bracha at times when you're not obligated. Now, ame'imasa yivarch ala tzitzit b'shachar, when is the time that you make a bracha on tzitzis in the morning, because we said it only starts during the daytime. It's Mashiach ben Tchila Shabbat Lelavan Shabbat, when you can differentiate between the blue wool that's in the white over there in the tzitzis, you can differentiate, that's already time when it's already enough daylight. How do you make a bracha on the tzitzis? You make the bracha, Baruch atah Hashem, blessed be Hashem, like King Melech Olam, our God, the King of the world, Hashem Ketron, and says that He sanctified us with His commandments, but Tzivon, Lusat, Tzitzis, and He commanded us to cloak ourselves with the tzitzis. As long as a person is cloaking himself with this garment during the daytime, he makes a bracha on this garment whenever it is that he puts on during the daytime before he puts it on. You don't make a bracha on tzitzit when you're making it, when you're putting it onto the garment. Because the end of the mitzvah is not the making of it, it's actually the wearing of it, and that's when you make the bracha. Halacha test regarding that there's no sanctity in the tzitzis. Umutali kanes by tzitzis, you're allowed to enter with the tzitzis, la besa kise, ta bathroom, la besa mechatz, and ta bathhouse. Nu nifsiku leichute lovenai tchelis. Now, what happens if the white or the blue strings get torn off from the garment? So, zirkim ha'ashba, you throw it in the garbage. Nishi mitzvah, because it's a mitzvah, she'ema gufa kedusha, it's not elements of tashmisha kedusha, of holiness, tashmisha mitzvah. It's an element that serves in the function of a mitzvah, doesn't have intrinsic holiness, and therefore you can throw it in the garbage. Vas limker talis mitzvahs. Now, it's forbidden to sell a talis that has the tzitzis on it, legoy, to a Gentile. Until you first remove the tzitzis strings. Now, that's why the Rambam is bringing it here in the, regarding the previous halacha. No, not because it has inherent sanctity and would be forbidden to give it to a non-Jew. It's just because he might wear it. And then he's wearing tzitzis. He looks like a Jew. A Jew is going to go and accompany him. Imagine that he's a Jew. Again, he's going to kill him because he doesn't have the fear of him, and it's not going to be protected. Now, regarding the obligation of the mitzvah, so nashim avadim ketanim, women slaves have the same halacha as like women, ketanim and children, peturim and tzitzis in that Torah. Biblically, they exempt children because they're not by mitzvah, and women, which the slaves have the same halacha, is because the mitzvah says shas magram, it's a time bound positive commandment which they're exempt from. But from the safe from, but from rabbinic law, shakol katan shideilis atav, any child who knows how to put on the tzitzis, knows how to cloak himself in the certain way that it's supposed to be done, chayav tzitzis is obligated in tzitzis kedei lechanecha b'mitzvos, so that you could train him, you could inaugurate him in mitzvahs. Nashim avodim shirotzel esatav b'tzitzis, regarding women and slaves who want to put on tzitzis, mesatvim lebracha, they could cloak themselves and put on the tzitzis without bracha. V'chein shor mitzvah seches matn shor nashim b'turzman, also all of the positive commandments that women are exempt from, they want to do it without a blessing. We don't protest them doing those mitzvahs. Now, tumtum is someone who we don't have any clear gender of that person. Madregan Israel has both sides of gender. They're obligated in all of them out of doubt because they might be a male and obligated. But therefore, at the same time, they cannot make a bracha because they might not be, and therefore they'd be exempt like women who cannot make a bracha. They do it, but without a bracha, without a blessing. Halacha Yod. How is this obligation of the mitzvah tzitzis? So it's kolod m'shichayv lasas mitzvah zu. Any person that's obligated in the performance of this mitzvah, in miskas b'chusus hador l'tzitzis, is in a weird garment that is appropriate for putting on tzitzis, yatala tzitzis, he has to put the tzitzis strings on the corners of the garment, v'achach miskas b'chusus, and then he cloaks himself with it. In miskas b'chusus tzitzis, and he puts on the garment without tzitzis, haribitl mitzvah, he's nullifying the positive commandment. But regarding garments that are appropriate for tzitzis, as long as the person didn't put it on to wear, rather it's folded and it's placed in his cubby, it's not obligation of the garment. It's obligation of the person who has the talis, who's wearing it. He has to have the tzitzis strings on that garment. Even though a person is not obligated to buy a talis, a four-corner garment, to wear it, so that she puts tzitzis on it, it's only if he has, then he has the obligation. But ein ro l'adam chassid, it's not appropriate for a pious person to ask him that he should exempt himself from performing this mitzvah. Rather, a person should always attempt to be wearing a garment that is obligated in tzitzis, that he can fulfill this mitzvah. And during davening, a sure person should be careful to be wearing tzitzis. It's a great disgrace for Talmudic scholars, she spalu behim in matufim, to be davening without being cloaked with their talis. Halachi Beis concludes regarding the great maila of this mitzvah. A person should always be careful in the mitzvah tzitzis. Shreyakasub shekola, because the pasuk equates v'talaba and suspends in it kol mitzvahs kulan, all the other mitzvahs. From like says the pasuk in Bamidbar, where the Yisrael said you'll see it, the tzitzis uzchartem es kol mitzvahs Hashem, and you'll recall all the mitzvahs Hashem. So you see, it's like the equivalent and it's a reminder of all the mitzvahs, and therefore we see how great the mitzvah tzitzis is. Nigmar halacha tzitzis. We have concluded halacha of tzitzis with siyat d'shmaya.